Welcome, this is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Mm-hmm. And this show is brought to you by the two of us, me, Some Guy, and
that's
him, Bugman.
That's right. Yep. We showed up, and we're doing this thing now.
Mm-hmm. And you will enjoy this. And Bugman, I have the question for us today. I have a question. It's really been grinding my gears and really circling around up there for a little while.
Yeah.
Do fairy tales miss the point?
Like just fairy tales in general.
Mm-hmm. Do they often miss the point that they're trying to make themselves? Like, you know, fairy tales always try to teach us a lesson, but I often wonder if the fairy tales we tell our children don't even get to the real heart of the issue that they're communicating.
Yeah, no, I think so. The first one that comes to my mind is the Three Little Pigs.
Yes.
And I remember we had, I don't know if it was Disney or what, we had this animated on VHS Three Little Pigs video or whatever.
Yes.
And it seemed to me like, okay, you have the three pigs, one builds a house out of straw, sticks, and then another that did brick.
Uh-huh.
This wolf comes by and blows the stick and the straw house down.
Right.
And they all have to find the brick pig to depend on him. Well, it seems to me like if you had a terrorist in the area, like in the immediate area, and you lost your home, should you even be surprised about that at all?
Right.
Like, why would you even put effort into a stick and straw house?
I mean, they knew that the wolf was in the neighborhood, did they not?
Yes.
I mean, that's the whole thing. You moved in next to a wolf, and you thought, you know, straw house would be fine. But even the guy, I'm wondering which one is smarter. Like, the people who build the temporary homes, apparently they're not planning on living there very long anyway. But this other guy builds a brick house in the same neighborhood as a serial killer, a cannibal.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he's not a cannibal because he's not eating pig or he's not eating wolves. But you get what I'm saying? He eats his victims.
Yes, right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, he's going to be eaten.
Yeah.
Like, it's only a matter of time. The brick house is not self-sustainable.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to get eaten. So what it boils down to in this story is the condition of the homes.
Uh-huh.
So it seems to me like the lesson is don't care so much about your house. You should care more about your life.
Yeah. And whether or not you're living next to a terrorist. Because, I mean, here's the deal. Pigs got to eat eventually.
Yep.
You got to leave the house, go grocery shopping. All the wolf has to do is sit there. Folks, this is basic castle warfare, okay?
Yes.
You may have the better walls, and my siege engine, maybe I'm using catapults instead of trebuchets, and so I'm really not bringing down those walls. But if that's the case, still all I have to do is wait, because if you can't get supplies in and you can't tunnel out, eventually, you're just going to starve. And, you know, the thing is, the wolf doesn't get as good of a plump pork meal there. And, you know, the barbecue doesn't taste as moist, but he's still going to eat.
Yep. Eventually. He still wins in the end. Maybe the lesson should be instead, get him before he gets us.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. You got to get the wolf, man. They should have been using the straw and the sticks to make torches, and they should have been using the brick to maybe launch at this guy or something, or take out the wolf, like while he's sleeping, head over to the wolf cave or whatever hole he lives in and build a
prison out of the bricks that he, you know, if you're more humane and you don't want the capital punishment
just capture the guy.
He's a terrorist. I mean, you obviously have the smarts to be able to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just think their efforts were just wasted. They just went the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Is all.
I mean, it's either that or move. Go to a better neighborhood. Report the wolf to the proper authorities. And listen, man. What are these people doing? Listen, I think one of the issues that comes up in fairy tale often is this tortoise and the hare business. You know, everybody always says that slow and steady wins the race, because this tortoise just keeps his same pace and walks along the trail, and he's slow, like a tortoise is slow. And then the hare is, you know, he's super fast, but he's like, well, I got plenty of time. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a nap. And the tortoise ends up winning, and people say, yeah, you just go slow and take your time like the tortoise, and you'll be fine. I think the lesson is the direct opposite. Like, it's still,
I do too.
The lesson is still time management to some degree, but the lesson is not, hey, do what the tortoise did, you'll be fine. The lesson is to the bunny, hey, hello, you don't have time to take a nap. You're wasting time.
Right.
You know, like, get up off your butt and get back to work and do your job. Yep. Win the race.
Yep. I think elementally, it's the same trajectory.
Yeah.
Point A to point B.
Exactly. You're getting to the same destination.
Yes. Yeah. And I think math, science, physics, all of it will tell you if number A is going slow, number B is going fast, B will win.
Yeah. But
there's no question.
Like, if you waste time, somebody with less skills, less ability, and less qualified will beat you if you waste time.
Exactly.
And so and get off your butt and get back to work. Get motivated, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, now that we're saying this, is not taking a nap every once in a while doing the slow and steady thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just running a while and saying, you know what, I'm tired, I'm going to lay down, would you not say that's a slow and steady pace?
Right, exactly. Now, listen, the hare tried the slow and steady thing. You're not teaching him anything new. And what happened when he tried slow and steady? He lost the race.
He lost the race. Yes.
He should.
And then they all ate him for dinner that night, or however the however the end goes.
Exactly.
The
turtle gets away, and they eat the bunny.
They eat the bunny, and maybe that should happen. Maybe that should be how it ends. But I just, again, I think we're totally missing the point.
Yeah.
Of if a hare and a tortoise get in a race, obviously, the hare is going to win if he says, "Okay, I've got to get here and here," and then you go, and then you do the thing. You know,
I got another one. I'm thinking about the Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Okay. Now the goal, the moral of the story of the Beauty and the Beast, everybody, is that dogs make good husbands. You got this woman who goes on. She gets captured by this dog, and I'm sure there's a bit of Stockholm syndrome going on. She's fallen in love with her captor, and she really wants to be with him.
Right.
But he's a dog person.
Yes.
And you marry the guy, like you're all into that. And I get maybe he, you know, turns into a human later, but she got on board because he was a dog.
Right.
She didn't get on board because he was a pretty boy. She got on board because he was a dog.
He was a pretty dog. Yeah.
And I think that they try to tell you that the lesson is dogs make good husbands. I don't think that's the case. I think the lesson here is that French girls will date anything.
Yes. Yep.
And so if you're a man out there looking for a date, you need to be talking to somebody from France. Like, get on some French dating website, because they don't care how ugly you are. You could literally be a dog, and they will take you out.
Yeah, and you know, the way I see it is it all started with this witch lady giving him the rose and saying, if you don't appreciate this or whatever, seems to me like the witch lady was going to curse him no matter what.
Yeah.
She
curses him because he's a jerk.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And honestly, if I'm looking at it and I go to the door and it's some sketchy character that's trying to offer me roses in a rainstorm, I'm saying, you know what? I don't think I could help you. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, and send them on their way. Maybe I should be calling the cops then.
Yeah,
because I just don't. I think that witch, and it's not said anywhere, but I think if you read in between the lines, I think that witch had something planned. Either way,
she was malicious.
Either way,
she's
malicious. Exactly. So at the end of the day, it didn't matter what he did. So now he's to the point, I need to find a mate. I need to, you know, so who else? Let's find a French girl.
But you could be, if you're gonna date a French girl, apparently, according to this fairy tale, folks, this is not our opinion, this is just what the fairy tale teaches us, that a French girl will date a dog, somebody who's as ugly or uglier than a dog, and somebody who's a horrible jerk, just a very mean person.
Trapped.
So you could be a garbage person who's ugly as a dog, and a French girl will still date you. That is the moral of the Beauty and the Beast story.
That's all I got out of it.
Listen, wow. Folks, I think we got that one figured out.
Wow, here we are. We've made it.
I'm just going to tell you, man. What was our question?
Do fairy tales miss the point?
Yeah. Yes.
The answer is yes.
They do. Often yes. And always. It's just yes. They're always trying to tell a story, and they never actually – they're always trying to make a point, and they never make the point that they should yep. be making. They always miss the point right. of their actual right. story. Listen, folks.
But yeah, but if you animate them well enough, you can make a hit best-selling movie. Millions of dollars.
Listen, folks, if you're like us and you've seen these movies and you've read these stories to your children and you've left yourself just feeling like convicted about mm-hmm. the lack of truth found in these stories, yes. then this is the episode for you. You need this to share it. This with your friends. You need to make sure that people know the truth about
yes.
the story and the real lessons to be learned behind these fairy tales, because they often miss the point.
That's right.
Gosh. Well, you can find me at Chase the Rev. You can find the show at Some Bugman. Bradley, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Bugman_Bradley and find the show at SomeBugman.com.
SomeBugman.com.
Right?
That is correct. Folks,
all day, every day.
Don't believe the fairy tales.